Do you have faith that, God forbid, if there were to be another attack in the U.S. of a scale like something here, in the American political system to not completely lose sight of these sort of core values?
Yes, I do believe that we will deal with the problem in a forthright, sensible way. I think the greater majority of Americans know and understand that panic and scapegoating is not going to make us safer. What we've got to do is have greater amount of integration, build relationships. We've got to, you know, make sure that we're monitoring people who actually are showing signs of radicalization, not just their religion, but actually doing things that raise legitimate concern. And it's important to have great relationship within the Muslim community. So, I you know, there's reports out there that have shown that as many as a third of the attacks that have, or potential attacks, have been reported and thwarted by Muslims. And, of course, as we both know, Chris, the greater majority of domestic terrorist attacks are not by Muslims at all. They're by people like Timothy McVeigh. And so, you know, we've got to understand terrorism as a generalized threat, various ideologies that drive it. But no, I think we can get through this, but people like Trump and Cruz are not helping.